This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
The first commandment of Almost Entirely Sports is thou shalt abandon all pre-planned material in favor of the best possible radio show.
It's going to be a big tablet if this is the first one.
Well, we're going to edit it down later. The second commandment is thou shalt respect the nonsense. The third commandment, I think, is thou shalt talk Chiefs when there's any possible reason to.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Thanks again to Jordan Foote. I almost said of Arrowhead Report. He's still doing Arrowhead Report stuff, but also here of Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thanks to Jordan for joining us for an hour and then some as we unnecessarily killed off members of the cast of Leave It to Beaver. Human Torch on Twitch says that I owe a $50 fine for each of those wrongful deaths. Oh, I hope so. I hope this isn't a situation where they die like
their
tomorrow,
residuals,
you know?
Are probably still cashing pretty good at this point, I'd imagine.
You know, I wonder. That long ago, I wonder how the royalties hit.
My dad's still watching them on TV.
Is Jordan your dad? Is there any chance Jordan is your dad?
Well, my dad watches Leave It to Beaver, but that would mean Jordan is. My dad watches the Andy Griffith Show.
Okay. I thought that was Davy Crockett. Is that not the Davy Crockett song?
No, that's the Andy Griffith theme song.
Okay, well, Jordan's not here, so
I've
I don't want to.
I've heard that those opening whistles like 1,000 times in my life, and then usually that's where it stops because then I walk away. I'm like, nope, I'm good. Don't need to watch this. Okay.
What's the one with the
And yes, I did intentionally answer your question that you said.
I think you did say something over the air.
I did.
I wasn't sure.
I did that on purpose.
Okay, very good. What's the one with the talking horse? It's like a horse that can speak the English language.
Knight Rider.
I can't remember. Anyway, did you see who the Broncos are interviewing? That was a joke. Let's talk about.
I get it.
Was a John Elway joke.
Knight Rider was a talking car.
It was actually
David
Ghost,
Hasselhoff.
Ghost Rider, actually.
Yeah, I think it was Knight Rider.
It was Ghost Rider.
Was it Ghost Rider?
Headlights on the horse's headlights on fire. And Nick Cage rides it around.
This reminds me. I did not read it, but there was an article basically just about Nicolas Cage on how he may have had like the best 2021. And just like,
Have you seen the trailer for the new movie?
Wait, which one?
The one where he plays Nick Cage? With a super fan played by, the guy.
This article literally had nothing to do about that movie because it was talking about the movie where he played a man who literally went John Wick over his trouble pig. And then the other one where he literally does not have like a single line in the movie where he's basically just playing Five Nights and Freddy.
Yes. Also that. I haven't seen any of those.
I haven't either.
I gotta see Pig.
Nicolas Cage in the last... Nobody has made better trailers in the last year than Nicolas Cage. I don't know if the movies are good. The trailers deserve awards.
I've literally said that Pig, the trailer, is the best movie yes. I'd seen in a year. Don't do it right now. After the show.
Okay.
Go watch, you and everyone else, go watch the trailer for The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. It's coming out in April. Here is the quick synopsis. Unfulfilled and facing financial ruin, actor Nicolas Cage accepts a $1 million offer to attend a wealthy fan's birthday party. Things take a wildly unexpected turn when a CIA operative recruits Cage for an unusual mission. Taking on the role of a lifetime, he soon finds himself channeling his most iconic and beloved characters to save himself and his loved ones. That is starring Nick Cage and, oh my goodness, I can see his freaking, Pedro Pascal.
This might be.
Trailer is awesome.
The best movie that was ever made. Here's the thing. I know we say this a lot with a lot of actors. And, you know, the reality is they make good decisions. This company, they know who to hire. They rarely miss. But I swear to God, if we don't get Nicolas Cage in the MCU, I will riot. He's got to be in the MCU.
Maybe just as Nicolas Cage.
I'm fine. It doesn't even matter. I just need him. We need Nicolas Cage back on the big screen. And I mean the big screen. I need Nicolas Cage smacking Tom Holland upside the head, calling him a dummy or something. I don't know. He actually is. I always forget he's in the Spider-Verse movie.
Yeah, he is. He's the noir Spider-Man.
Maybe we can get him in the Sony Spider-Verse at the very least. God, that would be amazing.
It really genuinely makes me sad that that we never got a Mission Impossible sort of style franchising.
With National Treasure?
Of the National Treasure movies.
Honestly, because there was talk
there's so many treasures to hunt for.
There was talk when Disney bought Fox about like rebooting that franchise. And maybe they still, like, maybe that's still in discussion. But especially now that Disney, like, they have Disney money. Like, Disney does. We need National Treasures 3-7. Like, just start doing it.
So, I've got good news, bad news.
Oh boy.
There is an apparent National Treasure reboot TV series coming in Disney Plus.
I've heard about the TV series. But we need also the movies. Which
The TV series I think would be awesome.
Yeah, for sure. But
here's the first headline that comes up with it. Here's who's replacing Nicolas Cage in the reboot.
I'm fine with a spinoff TV series, but don't replace Nicolas Cage. Leave it open so that you can do the movies with Nicolas Cage.
I'm not watching preseason games of National Treasure. What? I don't want to watch Shane Buechel on the TV series. I like to remind people this is a sports show just by the metaphors I pick.
For sure. It's smart.
It's sneaky.
It's smart.
It both excludes non-sports fans while not fulfilling the sports fans. No, I'm just kidding. There's somebody there. That Venn diagram is just for us.
If I wanted to watch Tyler Bray, I'd watch the Bears.
Exactly.
Still there, I don't know.
Who are currently, I don't think so, but they did just fire Matt Nagy to interview Doug Peterson, and that's awesome to me.
It's hit me.
Okay.
Tampa Bay Bandits quarterback Tyler freaking Bray.
It's perfect.
It's all come back.
It's perfect.
We finally figured it out from last week. It's all come back. What is he doing?
It says this is a free agent. It says free agent. So he is not on a roster right now.
Definitely wants to still play.
Probably still wants to play. Has a cannon.
Oh, yeah. Tyler Bray was made for the USFL 2.0.
Seems kind of like he should have had a more fulfilling career than he did.
Yeah. Remember when he almost lost that game for Patrick
Mahomes?
That's the highlight!
Yes!
He almost blew Patrick Mahomes' first career start. But, flip side, he did allow Patrick Mahomes to get a come-from-behind game-winning victory. So thank you, Tyler Bray, for the first of many.
He deserved better than that to be his highlight.
He did. Probably did.
But now he can get a new highlight as a Tampa Bay Bandit playing quarterback for Todd Haley.
Heck yeah, he can.
Wow, that's awesome. The show has really flown by today.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed it.
I think Chase Daniel might just... No, he's made too much money.
Yeah, I would love for him to be some older guy like that.
Chase Daniel does not want to play football.
Yeah.
He wants to be a backup quarterback playing football. Something tells me backup quarterback in the USFL 2.0 is not paying enough money.
Yeah, that seems fair.
But it'd be fun.
Do you want to just play the Ben Roethlisberger sound here just to see what it does for us? There's some audio I thought we could play. I'm like, well, we could take a break and come back and do a bunch of audio. But this one is important to me. It's definitely Ben Roethlisberger doing a thing. But for whatever reason, maybe it's the Todd Haley talk. Maybe it was the Tyler Bray thing. This feels like not as big a non sequitur as it could be. This has been Roethlisberger earlier today.
You know, we probably aren't supposed to be here. We're probably not a very good football team. We're the... Out of 14 teams I think are in, we're probably number 14. We're a double-digit underdog in the playoffs. So let's just go play and have fun and see what happens. Yeah, I mean, we're probably 20-point underdogs, and we're going to the number one team that's – I know they're not the number one seed, but they're the number one team that's won the AFC the last 2 years, arguably the best team in football. We don't have a chance.
I agree. I think that's a great clip. Yep, that's just –
Smart man.
Smart man. And this is going to happen this weekend. Nice of him to just put it out there.
Do we even need to play the game? Can't we all just maybe take the day off?
I think you take that to court and you say, this is a forfeit, and we'd rather just go ahead and call it a forfeit. We all take the day off. Chiefs get a bye week. Steelers get to start working on their futures contracts.
Big Ben doesn't want to play football anymore. He's ready for the next stage of his life.
Yeah, he was retiring whenever he thought that the regular season was going to be the end of it. He didn't expect to play this extra game.
He's ready to be on stage next to Terry Bradshaw and Bill Cowher, just doing his thing.
Boy, that's going to happen for sure, isn't it?
We're going to see commercials about how you can win $100,000 of Big Ben's money.
Big Ben's money!
Straight from his wallet.
The promos, it's just going to become like, it's going to go from the NFL on CBS to the NFL on
Pittsburgh
Steel.
On CBS.
That's okay. That's not bad.
Not as good.
I'm going to try to get a wordplay. I appreciate you stalling, though, for me. NFL on Steel BS? Well, that worked on a couple levels, actually.
Yeah.
Steeler BS.
Pretty good.
Pittsburgh, but that sound is now CBS. It would work better written out than phonetically.
Yeah.
PITTCBS. Erg. I think that would work. I do think that clip is kind of funny because it is like that is a quarterback who is retiring. He is saying that snippily and sarcastically and whatnot, probably, right?
I think there's a chance.
Like, it kind of means it?
I think it is like 75% like sarcasm.
Yeah.
And I also think there's kind of like a 25% like, this team is like, because they just got destroyed by the Chiefs.
True.
Like,
that wasn't week two.
Played the Chiefs. Like, Big Ben's been in this league a long time. I think he knows that, like, it's not that there's, they do technically have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
He literally beat the Chiefs once without his team scoring a touchdown. Football's weird, man. But I also think Big Ben kind of believes what he's saying. Because I don't know how any human being could not kind of believe that. At least a little bit.
And either way, honestly, I think he's emboldened by the fact that this is definitely it.
Yep.
It doesn't really matter if he's serious or sarcastic. Can you imagine if Patrick Mahomes would have said that against the Bucks last year in the Super Bowl or whatever, you know?
The line's destroyed. We can't, we got nothing.
We're beat up and they got Tom Brady and, you know, we're underdogs. We're going to go in there and lose and get it over with.
They're healthy. It's a road game for us. We can't win this.
Even if he would have said it with a chuckle and then the media room laughing after, that clip would have been national. It would have been huge.
Multiple bad Twitter accounts that would have tweeted that out.
Every bad Twitter account.
And, trashed him.
Yes. There would have been the serious takes. There would have been the not as serious. But regardless, it would have been a cluster bleep.
Brady would never do this.
Right. And Roethlisberger would never do that. Until now. I do not think the Chiefs are going to lose this game. I do not want the Chiefs to lose this game. These two things should be incredibly evident at this point. But if the consolation prize was that we had to have this miserable Big Ben retirement tour stretch on even longer, that last clip would have been the consolation prize, the silver lining to me, is maybe he would just start saying some crazy bleep. I'm saying that out loud and realizing that that's been Aaron Rodgers' last season and that I don't know that more information is always better. I'm beginning to second guess myself. Nope, I was right the first time. Well, thinking about it again, I was right.
JT makes a good point. Corey said it apparently on the program yesterday. I mean, I guess he said that on the Zone. Don't believe Big Ben. Doesn't take no for an answer. It's true. He's tenacious. Really sticks to his guns. Fights till the end. He doesn't hear no bell ring.
He plays through the whistle. Is that what you're...
Yeah.
Sucks. By the way, if you want to get blackout drunk like Rudy on 4 Loko, take a shot every time you see a tweet from a prominent account or see on television the phrase, regardless of what you think about him off the field, just this whole week. Every time you see that, take a shot because you'll deserve it. Like you'll need it then.
It's quite literally the worst just... It's the worst.
It's bad.
It's so bad.
Like, either don't bring it up or don't immediately diminish it. You know, take your pick, I guess. But to be like, I'm actually very high-minded because I'm remembering these things he was incredibly accused of several years back.
Sure, he's done some bad things, but he's grown as a person.
But what is he?
And I know him very well.
He is still very hard to tackle, and I think that's important to the conversation, to the discourse.
When he wants something, he goes for it. You got to admire that.
He served his time. But you guys have made a lot of jokes about this for a very long time. Yeah, and that's the same thing. That's all true. All right. Well,
I'm interested to see what he looks like 2 years after
football. Wow. Okay, hold on. No, we're not taking a break yet because we all saw Andrew Luck, right? We all saw Andrew Luck.
Wait, we did?
Yes.
I didn't see this.
Google it.
Oh God.
It was national championship. I think it was pregame. I wasn't watching it live at that time. But by the way, actually watching the national championship game. We don't have that much time tonight.
What happened?
Okay, so Rudy has seen Andrew Luck. He is very skinny.
I think he might be ready for a comeback. I think he might be coming back.
I don't think that he would. What we have learned, I'm stealing this from somewhere else. I think they might have said this in Levitard. But like, what we learned from that is that Andrew Luck is never making a comeback.
Yeah, all the storylines of like, hey, maybe Andrew Luck wants to come back. Like, maybe you reach out to him. Like,
one TV appearance would have ended that.
We all knew we were going to get that for like at least two, three, 4 years.
Sure,
right?
Yeah.
Hey, to a degree, Drew Brees was asked to come back. Eric Weddle is playing football again.
Eric Weddle is back, and he plays safety.
Brett Favre for like a second. There was like talk of Brett Favre with the Saints.
Right.
So like we knew we were gonna get Andrew Luck for a while. That's done. That will never get brought up ever again, except for as a joke about how Andrew Luck is clearly never playing football again because look at the man. Also, nice stash, Andrew.
So he's got a mustache with some sort of unkempt beard stubble that you've grown to know from him.
Yeah.
He's very skinny, but in the way that like I bet he just doesn't eat that much, and he's not working out anymore. He's also 6'4", so...
Yeah, it's not like Joe Thomas lost a lot of weight.
Right.
But he's still very much like, he looks like a strong man still.
Right.
Right? Like he looks like, Joe Thomas is like a 6'5", I don't know, probably 230, like almost bodybuilder look. He looks like an NFL tight end almost now, right? Like our college tight end.
Andrew Luck
looks like... I mean, he looks like how I wish I looked, I would say.
He also looks like he's wearing like the golf shirt with a couple of buttons underneath it, underneath a sport coat, which is a challenging. I'm going to just tell everyone listening right now, if that's your look, I would just encourage you to find the new one. Golf shirt, couple buttons, fine. T-shirt and sport jacket, suit jacket, fine. Sport coat. I would not say polo, and I wore a polo and a suit jacket to Beards' wedding, so maybe I should shut the hell up a little. Yeah. But he's got the mustache, dad attire, and is pretty skinny, and he looks like a man that has not picked up a dumbbell or been hit since the day he retired, and also like a man who is cool with that decision.
He looks very happy, and he looks like just your very basic white suburban dad.
Yeah,
like and he looks like he's having the time of his life. Like that is the smile of a man who is really happy with the decisions he has made in life. You know what, Andrew? I'm happy for you.
I just want Andrew Luck to be happy.
I'm
seeing a different angle on him now where he looks a little bit less skinny. He has a sneaky long neck.
He does.
He always had the beard, the fluff of the beard, I think, added.
And when he was a little thicker. Uh-huh. Like he never had a fat neck, but you're a little thicker, right? You got a more scruffy beard that hides the neck. He's got a long neck.
I saw someone on Twitter, just a rando, but somebody on Twitter was like, is there any chance that he's battling an addiction? Like, he's not that skinny. He just looks like he's not working out.
I'm looking at a quote of him, like, of what he said.
At a football player level?
Before the national championship game, and he says, I'm in pain. I'm still in pain. It's been 4 years of this pain. Yeah, Andrew Luck's never playing football game. He's done. And I kind of hope he stops feeling pain.
Yeah. Because that...
It's probably less pain, I imagine, because he's not getting hit, once a week.
But that doesn't just go away. Yeah. The lasting pain of that doesn't just go away.
But it also makes sense why he retired so early. Because it's been years now, and he's still feeling pain. Man, Indianapolis did him dirty.
That's true. And also, the sport of football
does a lot of people dirty.
Takes a toll. Yeah. But it seems like Andrew Luck is doing pretty good.
Not bad.
I feel like we are. You know what I will say? I hope that we're a couple years away from like Andrew Luck like starting a cannabis brand. Or even like,
oh,
or
that hit Andrew Luck with the CBD program.
Pretty good.
Hey, Andrew, I know a great one.
We got one right here for you, Andrew.
We got some, you know, former NFL players involved with it. You want to be another one?
You can come co-host the post-game show with me if you want. I will still be the first name, of course.
Of course.
Because I was here. I'm kind of the quarterback
of
the
you're
show.
You're still sitting in that chair.
Yeah.
He'll sit in that chair.
We should get him a better chair if he's already
in
pain.
Here's the thing. Andrew Luck, if he gets back in game shape, he could play tight end. He was big enough to play tight end.
Where's Urban Meyer at right now?
Did you see some of those college highlights of him trucking people? Dude, you need to, in all seriousness, you in the break, look up just like Andrew Luck college, like stiff arm. The things he did to some USC and Oregon players, he killed people on the football field in a legal way. It was impressive.
I also feel like, yep, that is an excellent one.
He did some things in college besides just throwing a football that just made you go, holy crap. Like, he would have been the number one pick after his junior year and decided to go back to college, which was just like stupid at the time. Worked out because after a senior year of college, he was still the number one overall pick and got that degree from Stanford. So it worked out great. But like he really was incredible.
I'd really like for him to do a podcast. I know we don't necessarily need more podcasts as a universe right now, but I would like to I want to know what his episodes would be about.
His book of the month.
Yeah.
His book club.
He had a book club, right?
He did.
And a flip phone.
Yeah, Andrew Luck book club. He might still have the book club. Honestly, I don't know.
I am curious about Andrew Luck in a way that you can't be about someone who has a Twitter, right? Like,
yeah.
He is a man of mystery. And also would be the second best quarterback if he decided to go ahead and play in Chiefs Steelers this weekend.
Yeah. Chet Henne. Chet Henne would give him a run for his money, I think.
I think you're right. Andrew Luck out of practice. All right.
Andrew Luck right now.
Skinny
Andrew Luck, no beard, got the stash.
Mustachioed Andrew Luck right now would move the line in the Steelers' favor if he was on a plane to Pittsburgh at this moment.
Yes.
We'll try to talk more about that game whenever we come back.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
I think today was not only a weird show, it was also at least okay.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Let's get one more segment of that energy here on tonight's Almost Entirely Sports. Back tomorrow, back Friday as well. Full slate of guests planned for. We got a few confirms. One more slot to fill. We'll see what we end up with tomorrow. But lots of Chiefs and Steelers. I told you at the beginning of the show that Wednesday is kind of a weird one in terms of what direction you're looking in. We just sort of looked at the sky and let it rain on us and then drown like turkeys. You think that's a real thing they do?
Sure.
That feels like an urban myth.
It's also kind of like a weird thing for us because we've had enough days since we've been on the radio that there's a lot of things that are like that you kind of want to talk about, right?
Yeah.
Like we didn't have show Saturday and Sunday. There was a Chiefs post game. Didn't have show Monday or Tuesday. A lot of things have happened. You know, a lot of energy to shoot out into the world.
According to Cincinnati.com, that's a myth.
I will only believe it's a myth once Mythbusters prove it's a myth.
It's just like forcing a bunch of turkeys to look up at rain.
I only believe when it comes to the whole myth stuff, if the Mythbusters didn't do it, I don't believe in this propaganda. I'm a Mythbuster only kind of guy.
If it is a myth, it must be busted. It cannot be broken or disproven or solved. It must be busted. It says turkeys left outside in the rain have been known to look skyward and drown. That's the myth, the fact. This is false. Baby turkeys can drown in rain, which makes sense. It sucks. Can turkeys survive in the rain? Do turkeys kill themselves in the rain?
Absolutely. I grew up in the country. I know these things.
You're almost our national bird. Is that even true, do you think?
Actually, maybe.
No, I mean, that's definitely a myth. Because your favorite president was a big,
Benjamin
a big
Franklin.
Turkey fan. Exactly. Yeah. Okay, Benjamin.
My dad can do a cool trick where he can, like, hoot like an owl. And then if there are turkeys nearby, make all the turkeys go off.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dad does a very good owl impression.
This is unbelievable. The story about Benjamin Franklin wanting the national bird to be a turkey is just a myth. This false story began as a result of a letter Franklin wrote to his daughter, criticizing the original eagle design for the Great Seal, saying that it looked more like a turkey on the initial seal.
I get it.
So, I gotta tell you, my BS sniffer, like, I at least think to Google now most of the time, with as many times as we found the origins of idioms and all of that.
Google did, in fact, prove Benjamin Franklin, greatest president.
100th president, which is why he's on the $100 bill. Most people don't know that.
Yep.
But George Washington was first.
Yep.
Ben Franklin.
Lincoln was fifth.
Was one. Yep. Alexander Hamilton was 10th.
Yep. Samuel Jackson was 20th.
That's right. And no one knows who was 50th.
Well, this doesn't count anymore. That's not really, it's not really in circulation.
Exactly.
Anymore,
like, no one...
50th president isn't really a real thing anymore.
That's right.
Shouts to Nicolas Cage.
The letter Franklin wrote that the, quote, bald eagle is a bird of bad moral character. He does not get his living honestly. He is too lazy to fish for himself. He had... is this true?
Say it again.
It just... Ben Franklin thought that the turkey was more respectable than an eagle. But it... Someone has the answer on the phones. I don't know. He defended the honor of the turkey, but he did not propose it becoming one of America's most important symbols. There you go. Boy, if someone called in to tell us a turkey fact, Rudy just looks very... All right, I mean, pass it along, man. I don't think that we know. I don't think we have granted anyone with the 50. I don't think the 50 has been granted to anyone. Thank you, George. Yeah, I don't... He said that grant that you grant the 50. None of that makes any sense to me. I don't know. George must be wrong. I guess. I'm guessing that George just doesn't really know what he's talking about. I don't know. 913-388-1010. Your favorite bird. 913-388-1010. With what you think the national bird of America should be. We'll take your calls next hour. Oh. That's dumb. Well, now Rudy's talking with George, and I don't think I can throw the audio. JT says, fun fact, Big Ben, this is on Twitch, Big Ben hasn't been to the Super Bowl since he was 26. He's 39 now. That is insane. God, I'm so old. Ben Roethlisberger was a year younger than me when he went to the Super Bowl last. Is that right? Oh, we're dying. We're dying, Rudy.
George has reminded me that you promised him.
Oh, no.
And I assume all the wonderful listeners, you would marry girlfriend Renee on air.
That doesn't seem like a thing that I would have said.
That's what George said. And honestly, I think I remember this. Like, it all vaguely sounds familiar. It also sounds like something you would 100% say.
This might be one of those sort of, you know, those buyout clauses and head coaching contracts.
Yeah.
This might
be expensive, though.
This might be one where I'm going to have to see if I can buy out. I guess, I mean, George was the first one to call me on it. So I don't know if it's like a class action lawsuit where I have to pay every listener like $3 or whatever.
I mean, just pay me. That's fine.
Because of a data breach. A Red Bull or something doesn't actually give you wings. I think those are both class action lawsuits.
Yes, Red Bull, the wing thing, actually was a lawsuit.
Yeah. I think I got $3 from a data breach at some point.
Think about.
Yeah, that's.
I found like a check the other day from like an Apple iHome thing for like $40 that I forgot to ever. It was like, yeah, you should deposit my blank date, otherwise, you know, the check's not valid. That was like 2 years ago. So I was
did
like,
you
yeah.
try?
No, I was just like, you know, I'm just gonna hold on to this bad boy.
You got to try to do a little deposit, a little mobile deposit, see if it clears. Just find out.
I don't want to explain to my bank about a fraudulent check because I'm also not 100% sold that this check is like a legit check.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, give it to me.
Could do
that. I'll deposit it to my account and let you know how it goes. I will keep the money. Is it $40? That's worth a fraud charge.
Ice Pyro says, fun fact, kids in Alaska have to run in packs in order to not be attacked by bald eagles.
I don't even know how to Google that one.
I want to believe it, though.
I don't know how to check on that. I think that's just going to be me saying I tend to trust Ice Pyro.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes you got to take things for yourself. And that's up to you now, listener.
We're just out here giving you information. You decide what's true or not.
Yeah, that's a responsible way of handling the passing of information.
It is not our job to make sure you have all the facts, just some of the facts.
Welcome to Almost Entirely Sports. I'm Joshua Briscoe here with Mark Zuckerberg.
I was going to like do my best Mark Zuckerberg impression, but I'm not very good at doing robots.
That was pretty good. I didn't know what you were going to do there, but that one tickled my funny cortex. My funny bone.
Category says he remembers something about you marrying Renee on air. So
come on.
I'm not saying it has to be. You can't also do like
I haven't even gotten tased yet.
You can't
like,
also do a wedding, but I feel like there has to be some sort of ceremony on air. Can your dad legally marry you guys?
Probably. I got a lot of...
Could your dad call in?
I got...
You and Renee?
I got
do a little ceremony?
Ministry certification or whatever. We could figure it out.
True.
I got to... Maybe they'll let
maybe
me do
it. Maybe the president of MNU. I know he was a big fan.
Yeah, he and I got along super duper well, and I think he's just doing a really great job being a professional...
Is he still the president?
He sure is.
Hey, man, there are some jobs that once you get are almost impossible to lose.
Yeah.
President of a university is one of those jobs.
Yeah, you can run a chaplain out of town and not get in trouble for it. That's a joke and a true story that absolutely laid out, I don't know, one person, maybe. If someone who was in the same graduating class as me at MNU went, oh, yeah, he did do that. Allegedly. I don't know. There's some really good reporting on it from a student newspaper that is now defunct. I'm not bitter about it.
I heard it was a lot of fake news.
Yeah, that was funny. That was a funny time to be working for a student newspaper. Chaplains. Beloved chaplains lie all the time. I was going to say I'm going to get in trouble, but what can they do? Stop sending me letters for fundraising requests?
Dear God, no.
Yeah, oh, no, oh
don't
dear.
Don't take that from me.
Oh, dear. No, I have I love the grand majority of my time at MNU and met a lot of great people that I, you know, respect and think very highly of to this day. I also met him, you know? Like, it's fine.
So he started off.
I gotta deal with the fact that there is a non-zero chance that either he or a member of the board of trustees at Mid-American Nazarene is listening right now. There's a non-zero chance of that.
I just want to sum this all up.
I'm rough on my facts. It's been a minute. I've been out of practice.
We started the show off with a blood pact.
Oh man,
we ended it up on MNU president.
And it wasn't all. You know, it wasn't all his fault. He just didn't.
Just a pirate who didn't do anything.
Yeah, that's sort of. I think that might be right. Yeah, I sort of have this intense feeling of, am I going to get in trouble for this? But
I don't think so.
I don't think there's anything they can do to me. That makes sense that the show's almost over. Hey, man, we got one of those sound clips played.
Yeah, we did.
I got I had 7 in the Google Doc. You can't say you. I, you know what
There's
you can't say.
Tomorrow.
There's always tomorrow. That's true. You know what you can't say about this show? We don't have enough to talk about. We did the preparation work. I told you that Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Darrell Williams were limited participants in practice today. It doesn't matter. The offense will look fine with whatever combination of running backs they have. Yeah. Andy Reid said that today, by the way. That's the clip I should have led the show with.
Running backs matter, Josh.
Andy Reid was like, yeah, we've kind of gone by committee all year, but yeah, we'll do it for the playoffs. It'll be fine. I was like, yeah, I know! Obviously! Why do I still care about this so deeply? You know what? I'll tell you what. Tomorrow, I don't know about the other clips, but we'll play that audio tomorrow, unless I forget. Bye, Mom.